Hi, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener, and this month on Life in the Garden, on Focal Point eNews, we're going to talk about stepping away from your garden and seeing some of the beautiful gardens around us. July is the perfect time to be able to leave your garden for a day here and there. It'll be fine, I promise. Some of you may know I'm a daylily hybridizer, and July is peak daylily bloom, and thus prime hybridizing time. I have 49 registrations to date with the American Daylily Society. I have a Canadian musician series with daylilies named for Jan Arden, Michael Bublé, and Leonard Cohen. An inspirational gardener series with daylilies named for Marjorie Harris and Monty Dawn and Paul Zammit. I even had the honor to name one for the Right Honorable Adrian Clarkson, the former Governor General of Canada. Just about 30 to 40 minutes outside of the GTA, there's a place that's absolutely worth visiting, and this is the time to do it. That place is Dynamic Daylilies. It's a daylily field just off of the QEW in Vineland towards Niagara. If you want to immerse yourself in a field of beauty, look no further. It will truly open your eyes to the vast differences that daylilies can bring to your garden. There's a good chance you'll run into me there. Taking a day trip to a garden is always a great way to spend a day. It's a good way to discover some plants or some combinations that inspire you. Bring your camera and take photos of the plants you like, or planters overflowing with beauty. The possibilities really are endless. A few others that you should consider visiting to broaden your plant knowledge is Whistling Gardens in Norfolk County, the Royal Botanical Garden in Burlington, Allen Gardens Conservatory in downtown Toronto, the Niagara Falls Botanical Garden and Butterfly Conservatory, the Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory, and even James Gardens in the west end of Toronto. Did you know that the Toronto Zoo has one of Canada's largest tropical plant collections, all biogeographically connected with the animals from that region? What a great way to visit the zoo with a different lens, looking at the plants. A good way to see what other gardeners have done with their spaces are garden tours. A lot of garden clubs in the summer have garden tours of houses in their respective areas around the city. It's a great way to sort of see a glimpse into what others have been inspired to create. Remember that inspiration comes in many forms. Connecting with other gardeners, exploring some of the beautiful gardens around us, both public and private, is a great way to be inspired. Who knows? Maybe one of your gardens will be on a summer tour down the road. For Focal Point eNews, this is Life in the Garden, Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Keep growing. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.